The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late. There's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 16 February 2021. And I've got Harley Schlanger with us today. I'll bring him up in a moment. He is in the wings, as they say. And I'm not feeling real great. I've spent an inordinate amount of time in the last couple of days down here in frozen Texas, keeping stuff around the house from freezing. Exterior water faucets, which did freeze anyhow, and I used the old trick, buckets of boiling water. Works every time. At any rate, I think I've actually gotten the flu, but I did a two-hour interview earlier today on another radio station with John T. out of Utah with Roger Landry, and it went rather quickly. A very interesting program. At any rate, Harley Schlanger, I don't know what to start out first with here, the Biden foreign policy or the deep freeze that might kill you.
Well, why don't we start with the deep freeze that might kill you, which I have to tell you, my friends here in Germany who have this image of Texas as oil fields and wealth and endless energy were asking me, how could you have in Texas 23% of electricity coming from windmills? That's the idiocy we in Germany have come to expect.
Well, your friends over in Germany, plus 4.5 million people that were blocked out of electricity, they're wondering as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember T. Boone Pickens was a big proponent of wind farms, and, you know, it's an absurdity. The so-called sustainable energy is inefficient, unreliable, and it needs subsidies to stay in business. Now, all of those things go against the rugged Texas image. But more importantly, this is part of what's going to happen for the whole world if the Great Reset is not stopped and the Green New Deal is not put into deep freeze. Because the intention of the people behind it, and we just did a special report on this, but the intention of it is to kill off sections of the population. And we're getting an advanced indication of what it will look like with people shivering in the dark in Texas these last couple of nights. And as someone who lived in Texas for, it was about 35, 36 years, it's somewhat horrifying to me to think about it with my friends and family members still there, what they're going through.
Well, and it's interesting, Harley. I mean, we've been in this, and I've been down here in Texas going on quarter of a century. And we've, as a matter of fact, this year we got a little bit of snow, but it snowed and it melted off rather quickly. People here in this generation that are now living in Texas ain't ever seen anything like this. We're just north of Austin, Central Texas, as they call it. We're kind of a little bit off to the southeast of Midpoint Texas, but this is what they call Central Texas, so we'll go with that. Yeah. At any rate, I have never seen anything like this. We got a half a foot of snow yesterday and it had been cold enough, the ground was not warm, so whatever was hitting was freezing on contact, and then the snow came. And we got a half a foot of snow down here, and I'm looking outside the window right now. It's still on the ground because it's 20 degrees out there. Now, this goes into a subject matter that with the comptrollers of any state will give you crap when you're asking them to do something that only happens once in a blue moon. Now, I'm sure you've seen the video of the crash that happened in Dallas, Texas. That was
I haven't, but...
Okay. Well, six people died, 130 cars. And what had happened, this was on a section of highway up in Dallas that was in an elevated type of platform. In other words, it was off the ground.
Right.
And here it went. It's snowy, it's icy, and it's not whiteout conditions, but let me put it to you this way. You're rolling down the highway in one of these big rigs, and you're doing 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. It might as well have been a whiteout because there was no stopping. These impacts were so hard. And I've been remarking on this in the last couple of days, Harley, because, you know, the old saying is, well, you were never around to videotape the airplane crash. Well, there has been a couple of occasions. But generally this stuff happens, and by the time people are awestruck and before they think about, no, not in this case. People were out with their smartphones, and they were recording this carnage as it happened. And I watched it a half a dozen times. It was heart-wrenching. It was sickening. It was, shall I use the word, preventable? Down here in Texas, there has been, and I'm sure you're aware of this, there has been a mass influx of people coming in. We got 200-300 people a day coming into Travis County alone. And this has been going on for a very long time. So consequently, there's backups, roads, congestion, they've been trying their damnedest to try to keep up with this, and they fell in love with something called a flyover. Now, flyovers are nice because we're in a low earthquake area of the United States, but some of these flyovers are 100, 200, some of them 300 foot high. And it has not occurred to anybody in the transportation field down here in Texas to have standby emergency vehicles, and I don't give a crap if you only use them once every 15, 20 years. I don't care. But to go out and prep these flyovers using salt or whatever the case may be, what happened in Dallas was preventable.
Now, John, this is an important point because this is really what we get when you go into a policy of deregulation and everything oriented toward financial speculation. Mm. The idea of having standby or reserve procedures or capabilities available is a unacceptable cost. And I go back, I do remember one time in all my years in Texas, I think it was 1984, when there was a blizzard. I was in Abilene, and I spent about 4 hours on the side of a road because the state police shut down the highway, from Abilene to Dallas. And I remember that because one of the policemen came over and asked me if I was okay. And I said, don't you have gravel or anything that you can put on the road because the roads were icy? And he said, boy, this is Texas.
Yeah.
Not just Texas. Besides the insanity of windmills and solar panels replacing natural gas, coal, and nuclear, the other insanity, and I'll bring up a name people will remember, is Enron, regulation of electricity. The idea that you turn electricity into a speculative commodity as opposed to a necessity that should be regulated. And by regulated, I don't mean you have people hovering over every power station and determining what grade toilet paper you use in the restrooms. I just mean making sure that there's adequate capability, that it's safe, it's reliable, and that it's priced at an affordable way, instead of what we see today with the speculation on the kilowatt hours going through the roof.
The issue here, and I've been looking at the internet. We had Abbott coming out repeating the words of the power companies. Well, he didn't say specifically that the wind turbines froze, but he said that He put it this way. He said the power generation facilities froze. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, wait a minute here. What do you mean? Okay, I can understand. In the wintertime, this is not the best time for solar. Days are short, cloudy skies. We get about, as your story says, about 23% of our electricity needs from wind generation. Now, they're claiming that's a lot more, maybe up to 45%. Yeah. But I don't believe that's the case. Yeah. But you're exactly right. We've got a Green New Deal out there, and come hell or high water, JoJo, which I, by the way, Harley, I don't refer to him as Joe Biden or President of the United States. I just simply call him JoJo. And if you think that's a sign of disrespect, you bet your bottom dollar it is. The man with the stolen election sitting in the White House right now. But we're being told that the Green New Deal, we're going to have to do this. And Harley, I can see this coming. I've been warning people. I'm down here. They used to consider the Texas Cadillac as being the Chevy Suburban. Well, down here, the Texas Cadillac is damn near any pickup truck, and these things aren't cheap anymore. But they're still only getting 17, 20 miles per gallon. I told people, if you're eyeballing that brand new pickup truck, be it a Ford, a Chevy, a Dodge Ram, I don't care what it is, walk away. Because when JoJo gets done with his Green New Deal, inflicting, notice I didn't say implementing his policy, inflicting his policy on America, energy costs are going to start to go through the roof.
Well, John, let me give you a bit of a preview of the special report we're putting out on the Great Reset and the Green New Deal. The actual Biden is just a tool of these speculative interests, the City of London and Wall Street. The Davos crowd, the World Economic Forum, has been on this case for years. But it was 2 years ago that they laid out their strategy, which was that they were going to organize a compact among the leading banks to cut off all credit to any company that has a so-called carbon footprint. And here's, well, listen to this. Listen to who they put on the target list. Oil, coal, gas, nuclear plants. Industries that produce cement, steel, aluminum, and chemicals. Ships, planes, and trucks. And meat. Chatham House, which is the Center of British Intelligence, which does a lot of work for Davos, did a report that said that within 3 years we have to eliminate meat consumption worldwide if we're going to save the planet. You should only eat plant-based food. So this green policy, and now, by the way, Davos, people may know the name Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum. He wrote a book on the Great Reset. He's just another tool. The person who's presided over every one of the last Davos meetings has been Prince Charles of the British royal family, who he and his father are absolute population reduction lunatics. But right next to them is Brian Moynihan, the CEO of the Bank of America, is Larry Fink of BlackRock, is Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York, who's now Sir Michael Bloomberg, and Mark Carney, the former head of the Bank of England. These are the people making the policy. And the Great Reset has a simple premise, which is that we cannot allow elected officials to make spending policy because they're susceptible to pressure from their constituents. Therefore, the Great Reset starts with this premise that central banks must not only control credit and currency, which they do at present, but also spending policy. And they should have teams of financial technocrats who decide what we should spend money on, not elected representatives. So if you think the fraud in the election of 2020 was something, imagine voting for people in the future for Congress who have no power over anything. Because that's what they're moving towards.
Well, and Harley, I must say this again. I keep reminding people, you know, in this country, a couple of years ago, people started taking the tact of the deep state. It's the deep state. Here's these politicians. They're part of the deep state. And I'm looking at this, Harley, and I'm going to myself, that's a deflection. the people that are in front of the cameras, the politicians, the head of corporations, the people from the think tanks. That's not the deep state. The deep state is the New World Order. The deep state is the people that want depopulation on this planet. These are the people that want to control you in every country of this planet.
And John, it's the equivalent of corporate trusts. It used to be called in the 20s corporatism, which was the name for fascism before it became fascism.
Right.
And the idea of corporatism is that the largest corporations set up monopoly trusts. And who is this in the United States? It was Morgan, DuPont, Rockefeller, Schiff, Lazard, people like that, who worked with the City of London firms. And they set up international trusts. And what did they end up doing? They merged with companies in Germany, and these were the people who funded the rise of Hitler, who was a product of these corporate cartels. Now, after World War II, it was not considered polite to openly promote the idea of reducing the so-called useless eaters on the planet. So they came up with different euphemisms like environmentalism, Clean Air Act, things of that sort. But it's the same intent and the same policy coming from the same people. And these are the ones who make the policy. Today, it includes the media cartel and the social media. Big tech has been brought in a big way.
Oh.
And the intention of big tech is not just to spy on you and not just to manipulate you by the way they place ads on the internet to seduce you to buy things you don't need. But as Snowden has said, they change the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Their intent is to modify your behavior by changing the neural pathways in your brain so that you no longer are capable of concentrated thought. And I think this is the most dangerous part of the whole thing. You see it with even people who are good people who are talking about the deep state or the corruption or the coups. They can't follow the argument through to the end. And they get manipulated, and they get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem we have. We need to have an extremely clear picture of who is the enemy, and what is their intention, and what is their weakness, so we can counter them.
Well, and the best way to counter that, I think we saw a little about this from Donald Trump. You know, and this shocked and surprised me. I didn't know it happened that quickly. Donald Trump got rid of this Paris Accord. 77 days later, JoJo's inking it back in by way of executive order.
Well,
77 days, Harley. 77.
The first thing that Trump did, the first two things he did, was pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord. And it took a while for us to get officially out.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we're no longer a part of it. And secondly, pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, Hillary Clinton's gold standard of free trade agreements. So despite the things that Trump did not succeed in, including bringing down the permanent bureaucracy and the Justice Department, in fact, he put in Bill Barr as the person to oversee it, the Bush man.
Yeah.
But there were things he did that were important that are being undone immediately by whoever's running the Biden administration. And so this is what the coup is all about. But one point I'll make, and I don't know when we have to go to a break here, but
it's about very, 1 minute.
Okay. There are 75 plus million people in the United States who are not too happy with the first month and a half or first month of the Biden administration and will not be happy with it. There are also countries around the world that are not going to go with the Great Reset, including Russia and China. So this is not going to be a done deal, as they say.
Well, but that immediately when you said that, I'm thinking, what if the globalists get in the mix, try to start a war with either China or Russia?
That's their strategy.
There you go. All right, let's take this break. Harley Schlanger is my guest. Very glad to have this guy on. From the wee hours of the German morning over there, he speaks to us. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Back talking with Harley Schlanger. If you want to get a free copy of his report, Harley, how do they do that?
Well, send me an email, and I can't send you a free copy of the whole report, but I'll send you a link where you can get 4 articles out of the 14 that are in the report, and an invoice if you want to purchase it. You can, if you just want to read the 4 articles, that's fine. But send me an email at harleysch@gmail.com. That's my personal email address, and I respond to everyone who writes. So it's a report on the Great Reset and the Green New Deal, how they'll kill you if we don't stop it.
By the way, going back to this thing about the power grid and all this other stuff, I just wanted to make sure I got this out. Now, it's been said by Daniel Cohen, and God, these people that... I'm sure it's part of their job. It's part of their paycheck to be spinmeisters. This guy, Daniel Cohen, says that the performance of wind and solar is way down the list among the smaller factors in the disaster that we're facing. He's an associate professor of environmental engineering at the Rice University. He said in an interview, blaming renewables for the blackouts is really a red herring.
Yeah.
And Harley... to finish my thought about what we were talking about in the last segment here, I'm telling people, you better start looking down the road. You know, it's now, people have been taught to focus on now, the pandemic, the this, the job losses, they're all focused on today and their misery of today. They don't even have the time, the inclination to look down the road at what's coming at them. When you've got your $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 pick-me-up truck, and it's going to cost you $7, $8, $9 a gallon of gasoline to put that thing on the road and shove it down the street, you're going to be thinking twice. I keep repeating the same phraseology: mostest for the leastest. Period.
Well, you remember the story of the Yellow Vest Rebellion in France, which is still going on. It was largely about increased taxes on gasoline, and it led to having farmers, truckers, and others starting the demonstrations. And ironically, this is really an amazing example of how the deep state works internationally. We have this character, Navalny, who's really a nobody. His top aide was filmed about 8 years ago going into the British embassy in Moscow, asking for $10 or $20 million a month to build a movement to bring down Putin. So this is nothing but a regime change operation, but everyone is talking about it. Sanctions against Russia, the mass demonstrations, the repression of the Russian government. Meanwhile, in France, the French police have killed over 100 demonstrators in the last year. They've beaten the hell out of people because these are people protesting the Green New Deal. In Berlin, there was a tractorcade last week of farmers who were protesting the new green policies in Europe, which would end the use of any kind of pesticide. And they said, which do you want, bugs or food? That was what the farmers driving the tractors had. And they were driven off the road. They were not allowed to protest. So when you talk about what's coming down the road, I remember at the time of Enron doing a whole series of press conferences saying that the Enron problem is a symptom of something much bigger, which is what happens when you have a free market, in a so-called free market in energy, which is controlled by speculators who don't care about reliable, plentiful energy. They only care about how you can jack up prices to steal from people. And people were all saying, well, no, Enron had a few crooks, but the system is right. Well, remember, it was Dick Cheney who was the key promoter of this neoliberal free market policy for energy.
Right.
And what was his background? Who was he working
with? Halliburton.
Of course. And actually, the godfather of this whole movement is George Shultz, who was with Bechtel when he was not in the government. But they promoted this idea of a radical free market, which has nothing to do with private enterprise or protecting entrepreneurs. It has to do with an excuse to allow for monopolies to corner markets and then drive up prices while shutting down competition. And they call it a free market system. It's not free market. It's a real act of thievery backed up by the security state, the surveillance state, and globally by the U.S. military. And that's what Donald Trump campaigned against. Well, and that's why he scared the hell out of
them. And most people, Harley, you know, they would say that, well, what are the troops for in the Middle East? Well, they're there for the oil. Well, yeah, that's only partially true. This, they needed to tag something to that U.S. dollar to keep it somewhat stable, and oil was the deal. The deal was that, hey, we don't care what country you are over there, we'll buy your oil. Yeah, and what? But well, the oil bourse, people miss the oil bourse and why oil was such a big deal when we got plenty of the stuff here in the United States. We have it in Alaska. We have enough energy in this country to be independent without one drop from any other country to be self-sufficient for the next 200 years. I think that would grant us ample time to come up with creative ways for energy. The technology is not here. The only thing that's here is bankruptcy, misery, and we don't give a damn what you say. We're from the big government and big business. Sit down and shut up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Now God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong. Quoting from the scriptures with patriotic tears, we got the same old men with the same old fears. Standing at attention, wrapped in stars and stripes, to hear the...
All right, we are back. Let me take this call from Austin here, Harley. It's Kelly in Austin. Kelly, go ahead. You're on with Harley Schlanger.
Okay, John, I heard your comments earlier about the about trucks and the impending rising cost of gasoline. I want to tell you that I drove trucks for many years, several years ago, when I scaled back and decided I was going to retire. I bought a Fiat 500 and a BMW motorcycle. Well, I was going to sell a Fiat and buy another truck. And then I saw JoJo elected, and I thought, I'm not going to do that because I know it's going to happen. So I'm going to hold on to my Fiat, and because I don't want to end up paying $5 a gallon for gasoline to fill up a truck that's got a 20-gallon, 30-gallon tank.
Well, it's going to be a lot more than that. You're on the low side of this. We've already seen four or $5 gas prices in Texas, not in the too distant past. Remember?
Yes, yes. It's going to get a lot higher, to tell you the truth. I mean, I agree with you about the price of gas rising. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing $6 a gallon gas. You remember
what else they're going to do? They're going to start taxing you based on the amount of mileage you drive.
Carbon.
That's
tax.
Another part of the green agenda,
yep.
To try and discourage people from using private automobiles, that you'll be given something like a set number of free miles per month. And anything over that, you'll have a tax. They've already started to. They tried to implement that in southern Germany, and there was a total rebellion against it.
They also had test programs that they've already tested, and that was several years ago out in the northwest, Washington and Oregon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's coming.
Well, this is going to blow up on him, but this green raw deal that they're going to, this green raw deal that they're going to push off on people, I think it's just going to cause people to rebel. Well, like I said, I saw this happening, and I said, I'm going to hold on to that Fiat for as long as I have to. I can get 36, almost 40 miles a gallon on that damn thing.
Well, and I've got a car. I've got a 10-year-old Mazda 3. It's got a four-cylinder in it. It's 170 horse four-cylinder. And when I'm driving around yesterday and today, I'm watching guys in these little super-duper cars, 400, 500, 600 horsepower rear-wheel drive. You could get out and walk faster, and those cars could drive. Here's this 10-year-old car that gets 32 miles at 80 miles on the highway. That thing's not going anywhere. If it blows up, I'll rebuild it. I'm hanging on to it.
Right. Well, it makes no sense to go off and spend, what, $40,000 for a new truck, $40,000, $50,000 for a new truck?
Oh, that's a stripped-down model, my friend. Have you seen the prices? Jeez.
I may have a look at truck prices lately.
Go take a look. It'll blow you away. Your eyes will pop out of your head.
I'm sure it will. Many people are in for a rude awakening, John, so I thank you for bringing this topic up. And Harvey, you're in Germany, is that right?
Yeah, I live in just outside of Berlin.
I lived in Berlin for a while too. I lived in Frankfurt as well. Beautiful place.
I've been to Germany. I've lived there as well. So we got a nice little crowd going on here. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it important to bring him up because he's one of the callers that always stimulates me. He gets under my skin a little bit, digs around, and sees what's there. And he's the guy that keeps me on my toes. That's why I like Kelly so much.
Well, we all need a little bit of that. And if everyone agrees on everything, then it's a pretty dull world. But that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create a monotone world where anyone who doesn't go with the Washington consensus is considered a thug, a violent criminal, a possible Nazi, racist, and so on. You know, the aftermath of the impeachment, I just wrote an article on this yesterday. The whole intent of the impeachment, they knew they were not going to get a conviction, but it was to expand the narrative for attacking anybody who refuses to go along with the retakeover by the Mitch McConnell and the Bush crowd of the Republican Party. But beyond that, to silence anybody who would try to defend President Trump. Now, John, you know I waged a relentless fight for years against the people who were targeting Trump. And while I didn't agree with everything he did, I admired his courage in telling the truth about the corruption and the criminality of the cabal that was attacking him. The problem, I just mentioned a little earlier, and I think you and I talked about this over a year ago, having Bill Barr in there as Attorney General undercut his ability to do what he said he was going to do, because Barr was not going to let the truth come out about criminals like Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Sally Yates, Rosenstein, the whole crew that ran the Russiagate operation against him. And especially, they did not want the connections from London and Rome brought up into the discussion. Because this is actually, Durham went to Rome at one point, and he did interview a number of people who, this was around Joseph Mifsud, who was one of the people who was trying to set up the Trump team. Who is basically a British and a CIA operative, Stefan Halper, people like that. This was an international operation to bring down Trump. Christopher Steele of MI6. These are the people who ran the regime change coup in Ukraine to try to create the basis for a war against Russia. And interesting, isn't it, that as soon as Biden gets in, he says, we're not going to take troops out of Syria. We, in fact, moved more troops into northeast Syria. We're not going to withdraw from Afghanistan. And he's now putting forward an idea of a multinational naval force to contain China in the South China Sea and to keep the Straits of Taiwan open.
Well, you're familiar with K.T. McFarland, correct?
Yes.
All right. She used to be a contributor for Fox News, but now that they have eliminated at least three of their hosts, Bartolomeo, they axed her or moved her out of the way. Judge Pirro, or Judge Genie, or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
And also, the guy that was on the financial channels, think of his
name. Lou Dobbs.
Thank you very much. Yeah. They've moved these people out of the way, and they're bringing in the mouthpieces for the Pentagon. I give you KT McFarland. She's now a regular host on Fox News.
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's, yes.
She's a hardcore W. Bush person.
Oh, is she? And by the way, I wanted to ask you, this movie was very well done, very well written, and it was about Dick Cheney, and it was called Vice. Did you happen to see that movie?
No, I didn't, but I heard about it.
Okay, well, I'd heard about it before, then I'd forgotten about it. And then somebody brought it up again, and I'm going, okay, what is this Vice thing? So I looked at it, and then I watched it. What it is the exact blueprint of what Dick Cheney did as vice president. Georgie Porgy is kind of like JoJo is right now. Here, sign this, shove that in his face, do this, say this. Joe Biden is nothing but a step confession for the literally the power behind the throne. But this one explains the Halliburton, how laws were changed, how we got into the war in the Middle East. Without going into a whole lot of detail, it'll just sit and touch. It's like watching a pilot coming in for a landing, and he doesn't really want to. He just wants to do a touch and go. That's what this movie is. It's a touch and we're on to the next one. It's a touch and we're on to that one. But for people that know Dick Cheney, Halliburton, the background of George Bush, the Bush White House, how things were done, how things were handled, this will explain to you how we are now able to go into any country on planet Earth under the guise of protecting us against terrorism or under national security guise, that we don't have to declare war. We don't have to get the Congress critters to actually put their signatures on, yeah, we want to go kill people. No, 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 no. This is the crew that set that up.
Well, Cheney, as you know, was part of a grouping that was called the Project for a New American Century.
Right.
And these were the neocons who essentially were representatives of the largest corporations. We now know that when Obama was president, Citigroup played the leading role in shaping his cabinet. Now, Citigroup has an interesting past because they had two things that they did primarily, pretty much alone. One was under Walt Wriston, who was their longtime CEO. Wriston wrote a book called Twilight of Sovereignty, in which he argued that the future belongs to artificial intelligence, to communications, to high-speed internet, and that it's a world with no borders, no sovereignty. Now, the other thing Wriston did was finance, working through Greenspan, a movement going back to the early 1980s to get rid of the Glass-Steagall bill, to completely eliminate any regulation of the too-big-to-fail banks, which was largely designed to protect the complete and total control of the economy by the central banks, the Federal Reserve in this case. But the Federal Reserve is just a private entity that functions on behalf of the largest banking cartels. So if you now look at Biden, one of the key institutions that's shaping his policies is called the Atlantic Council. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the Atlantic Council is one of these think tanks that's completely funded by the corporate establishment, the corporate cartels. And the Atlantic Council was a central part of the Russiagate story. And interestingly, the company that was CrowdStrike, that was supposedly the security firm for the computers of the DNC, CrowdStrike's CEO, Alperovitz, was a top official at the Atlantic Council. And they had at least 60 sessions over 4 years to keep the drum beat up against Russia and against Trump. Now, they have a group called the D10 panel, which is they're trying to change the G7, which is pretty much non-functional anyway, into what they call the Democracy 10. It's just something Biden's pushing. They're trying to bring in India, Australia, and South Korea as the other three countries. And what's the purpose? Containment of China and Russia. So we're back to the Cold War, only then you have this Admiral Charles Richard. I don't know if you read his piece in the Proceedings magazine. He said we have to shift our thinking from the idea that nuclear war is unlikely to thinking that nuclear war is likely, and we have to prepare for that. Now, who is Admiral Charles Richard? He's the head of the U.S. Strategic Command.
And why would we have to worry about that? We used atomic weapons on the Japanese back in 1945. In 65, 75, 76 years, nobody has been a nuclear aggressor against any other country for the very simple reason, Harley, it's real devastating and it's real messy.
It's unthinkable. But what he's saying is, as was the satire of the Dr. Strangelove movie, you'd better start thinking about this because there are lunatics who are actually thinking that we could win a limited nuclear war. And unfortunately, these are people who are war hawks in both parties.
Yes.
But they're especially gathered around Biden, this guy Tony Blinken, who's his Secretary of State, was even more insistent than Hillary Clinton that we should have done carpet bombing in Syria. Avril Haines, who's his Director of National Intelligence, was the person who wrote the legal brief for John Brennan justifying the drone meetings that Brennan and Obama had every Tuesday where they went over a list of targets to be killed. And the Defense Department admits that over 60% of the victims of those drone strikes were civilians. This is when we would bomb a wedding and then come back the next day and bomb the funeral. This is what Brennan was doing. And interestingly also, the Biden administration has decided they're going to contest the decision by a British judge who denied extradition to the United States, Julian Assange. Biden is going to go and try and get Assange brought here so they can kill him in an American prison. What was Assange's crime? Reporting the war crimes that were conducted under Cheney and Obama. So it's not just censorship and lying. It really is a drive to destroy the basis of, that anyone would have for trusting anything. And look, this is why it's so important, John, that your program at Republic Broadcast be defended and supported, because there are fewer and fewer voices out there.
Well, there's about ready to get fewer yet. I just looked at our bank accounts. We're down to zero.
Well, you look at it, I found something very interesting, that there are some of these progressive, so-called progressive Democratic groups that figured out that Russiagate was a fraud, that while they never really came around to supporting Trump, they became very vehement in their opposition to the Clinton networks, the Obama networks. They supported Trump on ending the wars. And they were, left Democrats initially were cheering on the censorship of so-called right-wingers, and now they're being censored as well.
Well, you might have missed what I just said. I may not be interviewing you next month. We may not be here.
Yeah, I get it.
Next month.
That's why I said people should support you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. We're just trying to survive out here in this world, trying to go through all of this detritus that's been dumped on us and pick out the salient facts. This is an information blitz. This is very confounding and confusing times that we live in. And all the while, people on the left, even people on the right, I would say that at least 75% of the people that supported Donald Trump really don't know what the hell's going on in this country. They really don't.
Yeah.
And, okay, so for those people, it would make sense to target Donald Trump, sully the guy's name and everything else. But people are missing this. And Harley, I swear to God, I had people challenging me, telling me that Donald Trump was a ringer. He was selected to be president of the United States. And I kept looking at them and going, really? No, this is the way the scenario was supposed to go down. we were supposed to have 8 years of Barry Sartorial and his husband, wife, Mike. We were to have Hillary Clinton in 2016 to finish off the Great Reset. That did not happen. Here come this guy from New York, billions in the bank, with an ego bigger than now the state of Rhode Island. But he had one thing that he had in mind. He sat back along the sidelines and watched business practices and what they were doing to business. His ego said, I can do something about that. I think I'll run for president. And run for president he did. And walking through, and I mean just hacking and whacking 18 other people that were up on that debate stage, and then turning around and watching the reaction from the media, I know that it wasn't rigged. I know it wasn't planned.
Well, all you have to do is look at what they did to him and to his family.
Oh.
And the idea that someone like Trump would sacrifice his family for the sake of the brass ring is just absolutely absurd.
Well, and not only that, the reports are coming out that his business partners in this business, that business, are now starting to distance themselves because The Trump Enterprises is not making money. They want to drive this guy right into the ground.
Well, and at the same time, they're demonizing the 75 million who voted for him by saying they're uninformed, ignorant.
Oh, no. They're worse than that. Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, other Democrats. No. They're now calling us domestic terrorists.
You're right.
You know, only in America, Harley, will we stop a football game, drag out measuring chains, look at the play 15 times from 10 different angles to make sure we make the right call, but won't verify the integrity of an election of the highest office in our country. There's something very, very wrong here. And they can't back out of this one. They've exposed too much. They've come too far. All the chips are pushed in the center of the table. What do you see happening here in near term?
Let me tell you one other piece of this. There's a guy named Robert Grenier, who's the former head of CIA counterterrorism, counterintelligence in 2004 to 2006. Before that, he was their station chief in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He said that the Trump supporters are creating an environment out of which a portion of them will become the equivalent of ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we must apply the kind of counter-terror measures that we used in Iraq and Afghanistan to handle that. Well, what does he mean? Waterboarding, droning, killing people? That's exactly what he means. This is the former head of counter-terrorism of the CIA. So when you look at this, You see something that is almost unbelievable to most Americans, but it's happening. Now, we still have, I agree, a lot of people who supported Donald Trump did so because they liked his moxie, his fight, his political incorrectness, but they never really figured out what the fight was all about. And part of that was because Trump was under such enormous pressure that he ended up with a lot of rotten apples in his cabinet.
Well, no. And Harley, how exactly did that happen? Here's a guy that's never been in politics, has really not rubbed elbows. He rubbed elbows with business leaders and politicians, sure he had. But he never ran for a public office. He gets to Washington, D.C. He's a stranger in a strange land. And he starts talking to people that he believes, and he's told by other friends of his that, yeah, these people are trustworthy. Yeah, their word is gold.
And at the same time, there was the massive smear campaign against him that he's a puppet of Putin, that he didn't really win the election, and so on. So, look, it's all understandable. The question is not for us to lick our wounds right now, but to figure out a strategy forward. And I would like to, since we're coming toward the end, to just remind people, if they're interested in getting to look at our Great Reset report, to see what's coming down the road now. It's not 6 months or a year or 5 years away. It's happening now.
Yes.
But it's weak. You have no honor among thieves. These guys are going to gouge their competitors' eyes out. You know, they're talking about $30 trillion in combined pool of money from central banks and private equity funds. $30 trillion waving it in front of these corporate criminals, they're going to end up killing each other. So we have a chance to beat them, but you have to know who it is and what they're doing. So if people want to get a chance to look at our report on the Great Reset and the Green New Deal, just send me an email. Tell me you heard discussion with John, and I will send you the free part of the report and an invoice if you're interested in buying the whole report. And you can reach me at harleysch@gmail.com. That's harleysch@gmail.com.
I appreciate you coming on. Harley, I wished I was on earlier in the day so I could snag you for another hour, seeing as I only have you on once a month. But I did a program today with Roger Landry, and his name is John T., and he's out in Utah, and he'd very much like to interview you. So what I'll do is I'll pass his information off to you and vice versa. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, where is he in Utah?
He's where the hell is he, Mike, in Utah? Is he right outside of Salt Lake? Close, I guess. I don't know.
I do a regular weekly program in Salt Lake.
A weekly program in Salt Lake, and you only do me once a month?
Well, it's 4 p.m. in the afternoon here, so it's a little easier.
That I understand, most assuredly. Harley, I greatly appreciate your time. I appreciate what you're doing. You're one of the few people that I can actually bring on air, and it doesn't matter what the subject is. It doesn't matter what point in history we bring up. The who, what, where, when, how, and why, I've never been able to stump you. Never. You are.
Or you keep trying.
You bet your bottom dollar, because that's the only way that I can to extract the best of Harley Schlanger.
You keep me on my toes. You keep me on my toes.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being with us today.
Stay warm and in the light.
Yes, sir. Will do. All right.
Okay, John.
Take care.
Yeah.
Right. Bye. Coming up, second hour. I got a lot of stuff here. But folks, I wanted to take a few minutes while Harley was still here and you didn't run off. Oh, geez, you know, that's what I wanted to hear on John's show today. You're running out the back door, going to the grocery store, whatever. Stop in your tracks. Stop. Turn and look at the thing that's emanating the sound that you're now hearing. We need your help now. I was not joking about it. We have nothing. We need the support of you people. We're working on other things. I wished I could tell you. It's imminent any day now, and that's no joke, what we're going to be doing, and it's going to be huge, which will take Republic Broadcasting to a whole new level. I don't like depending on donations from people, but you've seen exactly, you've only heard Mike Rivero's little commercial there, what, about 900,000 times? What has that been running for 2 years now? And it's every word of that is true. And every time I hear that, I listen to it as I listen to it for the first time. And that's how it comes across to me, because I'm here living this. You guys are out there in any town, USA. We're here. We've been here since 2014. That's not bad. With not one day that we had to shut down. We've been operational every single day since 2014. Or I'm sorry, 2014, my eyeball. At any rate, please support us. Call the network, 800-724-2719. It's the one time I'll put out the 800 number. Hit extension 3. Tell Mike, hey, here's my debit or credit card. I'm going to make a donation to you today. I'll remind you once again before we leave the airwaves today. Ladies and gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.